as well as W27.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting MerrittAssembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Happy Thursday, Brevard County. We want to thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM. This is Bob Arthurs from Merritt Assembly of God, Merritt Island, Florida, two blocks north of 520, two blocks west of Courtney. And today I've got an important word I want to share with you. Who knows, it might take an interesting turn today. If you've got a prayer request or a praise report, that you'd like to share with us, we'd invite you to contact us at 454-4263. I'll be honest with you, most of the time, because, I'm in and out, we have a very, very small office staff. So if you call, there's a pretty good chance you're going to get the answering machine, but if you leave a message for us, we do check those messages when we come in. And, if you need a phone call back, we can make that happen. But, you can reach us at 454-4263. You can also reach us at MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. You can like us on Facebook. You can reach us at email, MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. You can check us out on our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Lots of ways. You can even mail us at 165 North Grove Street. If you would like to help us with the funding to keep the Refresh Radio broadcast going, we would always be grateful for that and thankful for what God is doing. So today I want to share with you out of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and I do want to let you know that today our sponsor that is helping us with some of the expenses of the radio broadcast today is Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electrical, 632-9538, 632-9538. And if you have anything, I mean, with the weather this has been, by the way, we do need to be praying for the people in most of the country, as they continue to get hammered by winter weather. And, you know, there's friends of mine that says, you know, they don't want to hear about, you know, people from Florida talking about how beautiful it is and all that. And we are blessed with some beautiful weather here, but we have lived up north and it can literally be life threatening. And, you know, with roofs collapsing and, the frigid temperatures, a lot of times people die in road accidents because of cars careening out of control, and people use space heaters that malfunction and catch houses on fire. People die of exposure and things like that. So it is a very life-threatening condition. And so be praying for those people up north, and that God would watch over them. But with all of the fluctuations, you know, it goes from cold to hot to cold, and whatever weather is going on, if you need something and it's not working, you need somebody to come and fix it. And so if you're here in Brevard County and need somebody to come and look at your air conditioning or heating system, you can contact Carla at Wyrick Air, 632-9538. So here we go. Let's get into the word today. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 16. It says, "Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, We are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So, beginning in verse number 16, Paul writes to the Corinthians that we no longer are to regard people or look upon them according to the flesh. In other words, we're not supposed to just use our mind and our eyes and our ears to observe people. That's not how we are supposed to value them, because when we just use our senses, we are going to view them as, how can they benefit me? How can they benefit me? So God says, that's not the way that you should be dealing with people. You should not be dealing with people just according to your limited knowledge. It says, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. See, there are people who use those same skill sets in their observation of Christ, and they wonder why they don't understand what is going on. Well, there's not the theological training that is going on in America that was going on in Jewish communities back in the first century. There, people were literally taught the Word of God from their very... So they had an expectation. It wasn't that they were just taught a list of rules and do's and don'ts, but instead it was to get them to understand, and, you know, like we talked about on yesterday's broadcast, to where the Word of God would be written on their heart. God has always been looking for a people who would have a heart that would want to follow him. That's what he was always looking for. But now, because we don't have that foundation, people are trying to come to God. And I'm not saying that we have checked our brains at the door. I have very sound logic and reasoning as to why I believe that Jesus is the Christ. It's in my heart. It's in my mind. It's in my spirit. But the Word of God says that the Word of God is spirit, and the words of God are spiritually discerned. In order for us to fully understand what God wants to do in us and come to a place where we appreciate him and begin to grow in that appreciation of him, there has got to be a work, a transformative work that takes place in our innermost being. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I absolutely love this verse. Verse number 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. I remember when I was just a teenager, Russ Taff and the Imperials sang a song about being a new creation. It wasn't a fancy melody. It was just a powerful, powerful truth that was communicated in that wonderful old song. Today, God is not just wanting to fix up, you know, put a new paint or on an old wall. He's looking to make you an entirely new creation. He's looking to make you into a restored model of what you were supposed to be all along. You see, what happened is sin has contorted and distorted us. Sin has taken us away from what God originally intended for us to be. Old things have passed away. Now, I will tell you this. If you are a child of God, there are certain things that when you came to that altar and you asked Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins and to be the Lord of your life, there were certain things that had to be left there. They should have been left there. And we talk about old things have passed away, and we talk about that from a problem situation. But I want to tell you, there were some habits that people have that they should have, that those habits should have stayed at the altar. Though they should have stayed there. The old strongholds should have lost their power because there was a new king. There was a new government in place. The kingdom of God, you know, in Isaiah, it says of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. So Jesus did not come to be a silent partner in your life. He came to be the king. When you asked him to come into your heart and into your life, you were asking him to make all things new. That, you know, you want his vision for your life. And so it says, old things have passed away. So those old hurts, those old wounds, those old sources of bitterness, all of those things should have passed away. They should be gone. It says, behold, all things have become new. So if you used to be a complainer, now you should be a praiser. If you used to be a person who didn't know the word, he's going to transform you to a person that does know the word. If you used to be selfish, he is going to make you now a giver. He is going to cause you to have a heart for him instead of just a heart for yourself. Now all things are of God. Okay? Now you've got to look at that back with that sentence that we just read. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God. Hallelujah. That means that, you know, even though the enemy has plans for our life, that he no longer has the authority to be able to speak those things or to bring those things into our life. Now all things are of God. My marriage should be of God. My finances should be of God. My provision should be of God. My peace should be of God. The things that I do are of God. The way that I make decisions should be God's way of making decisions. It's very much along the lines of what we talked about yesterday. God, give us singleness of heart. Give us one heart, one action plan, and let that heart and action plan be yours. I'm about to preach myself right into revival here this morning. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, who has given us the ministry of reconciliation. All things are of God. We've talked about that. Who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. That is what Jesus came to do, to seek and to save that which was lost, to reconcile us to Christ. Here is the interesting thought that just as I was getting ready to go on the air, it's not in my notes or anything like that, that came to mind. A few weeks ago, I suffered a detached retina. I hadn't done anything different. There was no trauma to the eye that I knew of. It was just something. All of a sudden, things, I wasn't seeing out of the eye as clearly as I should, and then I saw some things that I didn't, and it never entered into my mind. I am so accustomed to walking in health that it never entered into my mind that there might be something really bad going on with my eye. Never entered my mind. Just knew I needed to go see the eye doctor and see how long it was going to be like that. And when the doctor said, you have a detached retina, all of a sudden it was like detached. That means no longer attached. You've got to realize that I had just been talking about abiding in Christ, and now this eye doctor is telling me that I have something in my life that is detached from the very thing that it needs to be detached or attached to in order for me to see. And that was a very sobering thought. And so the next day I was scheduled to meet with the surgeon, and she said, look, compliance is very, very important. You should have come to me sooner. I've already told you that story. You should have come to me sooner. Compliance is very important. And so my mindset has been to do everything that that doctor said. I spent 2.5 weeks sleeping in an upright position. I spent a little over 2 weeks carrying this neck brace and my head at a funny angle. I did a lot of things. I preached with a neck brace on for 2 Sundays, you see. But none of that really mattered to me, because I was interested in having that which was detached become reattached. And this last week, I was back at the eye doctor, and she said, the retina is flattened, it is reattached, the pigment is returned to the retina, your eye is healed. Now, let me tell you that means that there has been reconciliation with the source of vitality to that eye, to where I am going to see as good as I did before. That is what is so important. I will tell you what has happened in my heart concerning that eye. I now have a great deal more respect for my eye. It's never that I really didn't disrespected them. I wear sunglasses. I don't go, you know, poking things in my eye. That's why I never wore contacts. I could never get used to poking my finger in my eye. I never really disrespected them, but I will tell you right now, I have a whole new appreciation for eyesight. The treatment that they gave me, I still have a gas bubble injected into my eye, and it still affects my vision in out of that one eye. I can see fine with my good eye, and I can see pretty well with the bad eye. But she said that's all going to clear up when the gas bubble leaves my eye, and it just is absorbed into the rest of the body. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to seeing clearly. I have a whole new appreciation, because now my retina has been reconciled to whatever it is it was connected to back there in the back, and I have a whole new appreciation. If you have ever been a sinner saved by grace, and today you are not walking in awe and wonder of Jesus Christ and what he has done, reconciling you and I to God so that which was dead has now got life in it again. Today, I want you to ask God to restore unto you the awe and the joy and the privilege of being a child of God. Father, right now, we just want to praise you right now. Thank you. We were hopeless and helpless to do anything about this situation on our own. God, it was simply because of your heart and your compassion that you sent Jesus to reconcile us to yourself. Thank you so much for reattaching us. Thank you for putting in the time and the investment, Lord, in making our reconciliation to you possible, so that you could deliver us from the power and the penalty of sin, and you could reconcile us to yourself. Thank you for old things being passed away. Thank you for all things being made new. Hallelujah. And he has given us now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Has given us the ministry of reconciliation. This topic about giving was birthed out of "Give us this day our daily bread." And I want you to see this, that because we have been reconciled to God, it has been given to us. Today, you have been given the ministry of reconciliation. Today, you have been given the ministry of reconciliation. What does that look like? It looks just like what took place in your life. It takes things that are dead, and God has given us the ministry to reconcile them to him and to the life that he provides. That is all that it is. He wants us to go out and find others that are detached so that they can be reconciled to himself. Interesting thing. I don't know if everybody experiences this, but I know that I did. And that is when the doctor began to describe that what had been taking place a few days before my retina detached, that those were actually warning signs, but I didn't know those warning signs. So I didn't know that I needed to get in and immediately get treatment. My detachment was completely unnecessary. If I'd got to the eye doctor when I first started seeing the things that I was seeing. And so here was the reality. What happened was, because now I knew what the warning signs were, that there was impending detachment, I started telling everybody, this is what it is. Let me tell you, if you start seeing little dots that aren't there, but they look like little, you know, splatters of Coca-Cola on a windshield, or you need to get that to an eye doctor. They can fix it before it becomes detached. So that's what I was told, and so I pass it along to you. So if I can, let me operate in the spirit of reconciliation right now. And that is this: if you begin to lose an appreciation for the Word of God, if you begin to lose an appreciation for talking to God, if you do not have an appreciation for helping to fund the ministry of God around the globe, if you do not have an appreciation for the people of God and a desire to come together as the people of God and build each other up in your most holy faith, I want you to know those are warning signs of possible detachment, a future detachment. Not that God wants that, but there are things that are going on inside of you that are threatening your connection to God. Okay? I would go on to say, if you've got a job and it takes you away from the house of God, I literally quit a job one time because it kept, I've quit a job twice. Once because it was keeping me out of church. One I quit because they were wanting to change my schedule, and that was going to hinder my relationship to the church. And so I know what that is like. There's nothing that is worth that detachment. You know why I went through all of the things? My wife and my daughter, by the way, I've been set free from the neck brace. I've been set free from the sleeping in an upright position. I'm now free to sleep in my bed. It is absolutely wonderful. I didn't think I would have this problem, but I've actually had a difficult time adjusting to sleeping back in the bed, but I'm working on it as best I can because I really appreciate, you know, being able to lay down in bed. And so actually Monday night was the best night's sleep I've had in quite some time. It was wonderful. Goodness, everything that I went through, I went through with this mindset. This is nothing. Going through this is nothing compared to how important it is that I be able to see and that I be able to read. This is a light and momentary affliction compared to how important my connection with my eyeball is. And so no matter what the doctor told me to do, I was going to do it because it wasn't as important. That inconvenience wasn't as important and significant to me as the reconciliation was. How much more so is it to God? Your pride is not as important as not only you being reconciled to God, but today you and I have been given the ministry of reconciliation. We need to be doing whatever is necessary to minister the ministry of reconciliation. I will tell you that there are two key elements in being reconciled spiritually. The first is repentance. The first is repentance. If today you are not connected to Jesus Christ, I want you to know he wants to be connected to you. And the gift of repentance is absolutely essential. What happens a lot of times with people who are in very volatile relationships is that there's no repentance that goes on there. Repentance is not just I'm saying I'm sorry. Repentance is I'm going to live life differently. I'm going to change. I am going to pursue a different direction. I'm going to have a different heart. I'm going to get all of the help that I need because I'm going to live differently. When that doctor said, do this, I said, I am going to do whatever is necessary, complete revolutionary change in order to bring out reconciliation. And so if you are detached from God today, if you repent of your sins, I can tell you already the second step has already been done. It's already been made available, and reconciliation is just a breath away. If you are had a painful separation from somebody, whether it was a boss or somebody else, whoever was the grieving party, there needs to be repentance there. Okay. The second thing is there has to be forgiveness. Both of those acts are independent of one another. You can repent and the other person not forgive you, and there still won't be reconciliation there. You can forgive like Jesus has forgiven, but if no people don't repent, then there's not going to be any reconciliation there. There needs to be both forgiveness extended and repentance appropriated. And when that takes place, reconciliation is possible. But if someone has hurt you today, I encourage you, forgive them as Jesus Christ forgave you. You say, but they haven't repented yet. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Go ahead and forgive them anyway. Jesus Christ came and died for the sins of the world long before you and I ever committed our first sin, long before we ever rejected our first opportunity to repent. And yet he still forgave us. That is there. And he wants to reconcile us. Today we've been given the ministry of reconciliation. Go ahead, forgive them. And allow the Holy Spirit to work on their heart and bring about forgiveness. Let's go ahead and close in prayer for today if we can. And I'm going to pray and ask God to reconcile us and reconcile others. Tim, if you've never asked Jesus to be the Lord of your life, make today the day. You'll be so glad that you did. Father, right now I pray for everybody who is listening and Lord, if there are warning signs going on in their life where the enemy has come in and he has slowly been working on fraying the vision that you have for people's life, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that we would deal with those warning signs right now and repent in Jesus' name. I pray, God, that there would be a reattachment to you, that there would be reconciliation to you. Lord, that we would live life under your authority, under your plan, under your love. In Jesus' precious name, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."